Well, here we are again in Lisburn, just off the Low Road, a place called Huguenot Drive. You'll see the sign again in the background. You know, the Huguenots were French Protestants who experienced great persecution for their faith in the Word of God and for their faith in Jesus Christ. They were really followers of John Calvin. They embraced his theology, they stood against the errors of the Roman Catholic system, and they loved the Lord and they wanted to spread the Word of God. But like many of the reformers and many of the people in Europe who embraced the Reformed religion, they experienced great persecution and they had to flee from France and go to different parts of the world. Just as the Jewish people had been persecuted and scattered abroad, and just as the early church in New Testament times was persecuted and scattered abroad and they took the Word of God with them, so it was with the Huguenots. And many of the Huguenots, as a matter of fact, fled to Ireland and settled in the Lisburn area round about Hilden. And off the Low Road here, there are a number of streets that are named after the Huguenots. Huguenot Drive, across the way there's De La Shroy Avenue and other places as well. And many of them got involved in the linen industry. They were persecuted. Huguenots, the French Protestants, persecuted, hounded for their faith in Jesus Christ. You know, we can look at things like that and think, well, that's many, many years ago. That's 400, 500 years ago, 300 years ago. We can understand that there might have been persecution then, or in different parts of the world, places like North Korea, Pakistan, China, parts of India, Bangladesh. We can understand that maybe there's persecution in places like that. But in these days that we're living in, days of lukewarmness and shallowness, we might even say, here in Northern Ireland, I wonder if persecution came, what would we do? If you're a Christian, would you be willing to be persecuted for your faith in Jesus Christ? Let me read some words from 2 Timothy chapter 3. Verse 1 says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come." In the last days perilous times shall come. Verse 12 says, "Yea, and all that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." Matthew 24, the Lord Jesus Christ spoke about persecution coming in the last days. He said, "Ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake." Hated for the right reasons. Just as the Huguenots were hated and persecuted and driven out of their homes and out of their businesses, so I believe there's a day coming whenever maybe, even here in this land of ours, those who love Jesus Christ are going to experience persecution. There's powers at work that are out to defy and undermine every known Christian principle. And I wonder, are you willing to pay the price? Maybe sifting times are ahead. Times whenever God will separate the wheat from the chaff and the sheep from the goats. And those who are willing to take up the cross and follow the Lord, those are the ones who will wear a crown in glory. Think about these things. The Bible says we're to take up the cross. That means death to self, death to the world, death to sin. Take up the cross and follow the Lord, or else you cannot be his disciple. Think about those things. They're solemn thoughts. But we think of those who have been persecuted before. Maybe persecution's coming again. Are you willing to pay the price?